I'm Lou Larini from Surreal News, broadcast on WSLR LP 96.5 FM in Sarasota and WBPV LP 100.1 FM in Bradenton. And I was just thinking about what perhaps will be the most important takeaway from this week's primary elections and may signal a correction in the general election. It has been noted that democracy as we know it depends on the results of the 2022 midterms. Should the Republicans regain control of the House, which has been predicted, and the Senate, which seems to be more of a toss-up according to those who study such things, we can expect the January 6th insurrectionists to be celebrated with statues in the town square, and those Democrats who had the audacity to punish the perpetrators and planners to be pilloried in said town square. And that will be just for starters. While typically midterms are not a good time for the party whose candidate occupies the White House, these are not typical times. And that is not to say that Democrats are not in trouble, considering the dual stain of high inflation and high gas prices tarnishing their watch. Although it is not all their fault, but there's not time to elaborate on that now. No, the real takeaway from this week's primaries is whether the kingmaker power of the orange medicine menace of Palm Beach is still as awesome as he imagines. It seems until Republicans believe they can be elected without that particular endorsement, which of course only comes with a very public denial of the result of a free and fair election, citizens will be stuck with candidates who are willing to eschew the values of the Constitution for an authoritarian buffoon. If this week's results are anything to go by, a Trump-backed GOP win is certainly not guaranteed. Trump-endorsed candidate Charles Herbster lost his gubernatorial race in Nebraska last week amid allegations of sexual assault from eight women. Freshman Rep. Madison Cawthorn lost in North Carolina to his primary challenger, Chuck Edwards, even after Trump threw the embattled congressman a lifeline ahead of his Tuesday primary, posting an appeal to voters to give Madison a second chance. In Pennsylvania, Senate candidate and TV huckster impersonating a doctor, Mehmet Oz, is coming down to the wire in spite of a full-throated endorsement from his fellow TV pitchman. However, Trump-endorsed candidates have also seen some electoral victories. J.D. Vance won his primary for Ohio Senate, while Doug Mastriano, a clear frontrunner, won his race in Pennsylvania governor primary and is best known for being a 2020 election denier and participating in the plot to overturn Trump's loss in the state. While the results of these latest primaries are mixed, it seems the infallibility of that particular endorsement has lessened among Republicans, which may be good news for those of us who prefer our leaders to be elected by the majority and not selected by the minority.